Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. A little snowy out there, a little chilly. I was out in Fort Collins early this morning with our friends from Waterfowl Haven Outfitters, Austin Parr, and the geese did not cooperate today. Did shoot one duck, but we had a good time and met some new folks. Kevin Flesh was out there with us and brought his daughters out there, his twins, and they had a good time, helped us set up decoys, and just did a great job. So that's why they call it hunting, not shooting.
Yep,
Red, right. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Scott. You know, today's a little dreary out there, but, boy, this past week has been gorgeous, gorgeous weather, and you and I got to go down to Texas last week and have a tremendous hog hunt, and whoo!
I tell you, that was a lot of fun. We will welcome Alan Stack in studio. Alan from Stack Optical. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Yeah, so let's talk about that, Red. You know, we went down there our first time last year with Alan Schaffner, Lone Star Hunts, and his boys were there at that time. And this time one of them was hunting, and the other one was at the NFR in Las Vegas. And so we got the man himself, Alan Schaffner, and Alan was our cook, our guide, and did a fantastic job at all that. And Red got to have his son come up and grandson.
And my grand, yeah.
That was absolutely a blast. But talk a little bit about.
Well, you know, my son, he pastors Southside Baptist Church in Weatherford, Texas, and my grandson is 6 years old and turned seven on the 5th, which was the day after we finished our hunt.
Okay.
And so he was there. This was kind of like a birthday present for him. And I'm telling you, he was so excited, he couldn't hardly stand it. I don't know how he even slept. He was so excited. His eyes were big around as silver dollars. And he had such a great time, and I had a fantastic time because what he enjoys what I enjoy.
Right.
Now, and you want your kids and your grandkids to kind of follow along in your footsteps and stuff, and you have to do a lot of planning and a lot of good stuff to get them to be that way. And boy, Elijah is just – he's on fire. He wanted to – he was, you know, spotting them. Oh, there they are, there they are. And when we'd shoot one – you know, he'd want to track the blood trail and stuff. It was just awesome. You know, he was so excited.
And even when the guy was skinning the animal and taking, you know, processing it for us, boy, he wanted to be, when I say right there, I mean right there. He wanted to be right there and watch it.
He wanted to see everything. He wanted to get the blood splattered on him, you know. And I'm just thinking, now this is a good boy, you know.
Absolutely.
He's got his grandpa's blood.
Again, that's Lone Star Hunts. You can check out their website, lonestarhunts.com. Alan is working on some new packages right now, so I'm going to give you a range a little bit and talk about the specials he has, and then they may differ a little bit at the International Sportsman's Expo. But one thing he wanted me to mention on today's show is archery is certainly available out there on his hog hunts. Now, I'm going to be honest. You better be pretty good or bring a lot of arrows, okay? Because, I mean, those hogs are fast, but it would be a great, fun, challenging hunt with archery. And it, like I say, it's in Wichita Falls, so driving from the Denver area here about 9.5 hours. And he has a cabin set up where you can rent the cabin, and you do your own cooking. All the amenities are there as far as a stove, refrigerator, all the things there, and then you supply your own food. And then he also has what he calls the ranch house, and that's where he prepares all your meals for you. And so, and again, these may change a little bit for the show, but this is going to be close. It was $5.99, and with that, it's a two-day hog hunt, and you get four hogs, 150 pounds or less. If you mention our show, he gives you a fifth hog that weighs 100 pounds or less. Now, if you happen to shoot a big one that's over 150, that counts as two. And so, and Red, it is hard when you see 20 or 30 of them running across there, your eye naturally goes to the biggest one.
Yes,
and if
does.
You want to do that, do that. I mean, it's fun just to.
And last year I did that. I shot two big hogs, mm-hmm. one, you know, weighed close to 300 pounds, and it was exciting doing that. But this year there weren't quite as many of those really big hogs. And the first one I shot, I thought was a big hog.
Right.
And when I shot, I wounded it, and, you know, he was running real fast, and I didn't lead him quite enough, and I shot him. We thought we shot him in the hip, and he went run into some woods and didn't run out, so we figured, well, he's laid down in there. So we kind of spread out a little bit and walked through there, and my son actually jumped him, and he jumped up and took off running, and he made a real nice running shot on him, got him in the neck, killed him, and, you know, but we thought he was a big hog, and he turned out to weigh only 186 pounds.
Right.
So that counted for two of mine, and then I still got to shoot three more mm-hmm. because I shot the Colorado Special and two right. others. Mm-hmm. And so, man, we got lots of good shooting. It's so exciting.
It is. And so $5.99, again, is for the cabin stay. You prepare your own meals. $7.99, and Alan takes care of all your meals. And let me tell you, you're not eating hot dogs. You are eating very, very good food. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He takes care of it for you, and just a great place. And it is something fun, you know, if you're a hunter there and you got your kids, you want to go, whatever, just explain what all your needs are for Alan, and he would take care of you. Yeah. Again, that is Lone Star Hunts. The number is 940-636-1990. 940-636-1990, and he is filling up very fast. He told me today when he comes to International Sportsman's Expo in January that, you know, he could possibly be sold out even before he gets here in January for next year. So when you book, you know, and what we do is every year, we just book the next year while we're there, and that way you can be assured of the time. But a great time and a lot of fun, a lot of action, and that's Lone Star Hunts.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead.
Well, you know, Scott, the greatest thing I believe about Alan's place is that he's got a big acreage, got a nice creek run through it with a lot of cover on the creek, dense cover on the creek, and then outlying on the sides of the creek are mesquite patches and high grass, high weeds and stuff. But Alan traps hogs. He's got farmers and ranchers all around his place, and I mean, even 100 miles away that are trapping hogs from him, and they haul hogs up to him, and he buys those hogs and then turns them loose on his place. And so when you go there, you know you're going to see hogs.
Right.
Now, you're not guaranteed to kill them. That depends on how good a shot you are. Now, for me and you, Scott, you know, we're guaranteed to get them because we're the best shots around. And we're going to get them hogs.
Alan, you believe that?
It's
getting a little deeper on your side of the table over there.
But you're guaranteed to see hogs.
Right.
And, you know, I killed one from a blind. You start out in the mornings and in a blind, and there's got a feeder out there, and it attracts the hogs. And I shot a nice one on the second day from the blind. But then the rest of them, you're either walk hunting or you drive around in a Kawasaki mule, and when you spot hogs, then you get out and stalk them and stuff. But this year the hogs were running a little bit more than last year.
Sure.
So we had to take some running shots. And, you know, the amazing thing is, Alan, is that we made some good shots on running hogs.
What are you using?
Well, now, last year I've got a pre-64 made in 1952 30 Winchester.
Okay.
And that's what I used last year and had a tremendous time. But the hogs weren't running as much, and we were able to get a lot closer to the hogs last year than we were this year. And so this year I've got an old Remington pump 30-06 that was made back in the 50s. And still a great shooting gun. Got a Redfield 3-9 wide field scope on it. And that's what I used this year to shoot all my hogs. And man, it was just awesome.
So it's not primarily iron sights that you're using for hogs?
No, it's your choice,
yeah,
really.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that bring scopes. A lot of guys bring, you know, I shoot a 45-70 lever action with open sights. And then I took a 308 that Phoenix Weaponry made me with a scope.
Oh, I saw that.
Really
cool. That's a beautiful weapon.
Oh, no, it is. And it was awesome. Well, tell you what, let's go to the phones real quick. I know they are busy at the Outdoorsman Attic, and let's visit with Patty Paddock. Patty, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing
hey,
great.
Patty.
And Alan Stack is here. And Red is here.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Three of your favorite customers. Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
So what's happening now? We're closing out the year here, and you know, let's talk a little bit about what you may have going on here for some good specials and good buys.
Well, we've got lots of specials. Of course, we have boots that are 20% off, clothes 20% off. Fishing, I don't know what we have off. I have to go read the sign. but we're wheeling and dealing because it's, you know, it's December.
Sure.
And, you know, people can buy presents for themselves just as easily as they can buy them for others.
That's my favorite kind of Christmas shopping.
Yes, for yourself.
For myself.
Of course. Yes. And, of course, we have deals every day. If people just ask if we can do better on a price, normally we can't. I'd say 95% of the time we usually can lower the price for them. It depends on the date of items.
Now, the Outdoorsman Attic, and for the first few years they've been doing with us, where they were located over in South Broadway in Englewood, but recently moved over on Hamden, 2650 West Hamden. So the back of the store faces Hamden. And if you're familiar with that area there, just go down Hamden. You'll go past Santa Fe. You'll see that Corvette dealership right there on the corner. If you take that little service road, you'll see them up on the left. It's 2650 West Hamden. Terrific store. And this is really just like a, I mean.
It's a big kid store.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it because, I mean, you never know what you're going to find there. And that's why I love to come by, you know, besides seeing you guys, I love to come by two or three times a week just to see what's there because you never know what's going to walk through the door for somebody wanting to sell.
Yeah. We had some, like, 7 guns come in yesterday.
Wow.
From an older lady. And there's a, you know, a pistol that's like $4,000. I mean, it's like 1917. It's in good condition. Woodsman, I think it's called. Can't remember. The guys know all that stuff.
Right.
It just goes in one ear and out the other for me. But and we've been selling a lot of guns on Gun Genie. Then people order what they want, and then it just comes right here, and they know exactly how much money they need to bring because it includes the background check and taxes and everything.
Right.
And so they can shop from home.
Alan,
lot of people. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Alan, you know, just as a store owner himself with Stack Optical and really coming over there for our live remotes that we do there. And I think every time Alan's come, he has bought some. So, Alan, how would you describe it just as a normal customer?
Every time you go in, there's something new, mm-hmm. something different. And of course, Patty's really good about saving those geodes for my wife.
Of course, for the garden.
That's right.
Yes.
No,
yes.
You know, Scott, I almost hate it when we do a live remote over there because I know I'm going to buy some.
Yes.
They've got so much stuff in there that you find stuff that you feel like, man, you know, mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about getting this, but it's so reasonably priced, I've got to have it.
Right.
And it's always changing.
Oh, it is.
Changing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there are some things that sometimes come through the door that have never been used. I mean, you will find brand new items there. So, you know, instead of running to the big box stores like we all tend to do, go check out the Outdoorsman Attic. Again, they're 2650 West Hamden. And what are your hours during the week, Patty?
10 until 6.
10 to 6.
Although, to be perfectly honest, if I haven't seen anybody for 45 minutes at 5:30, I'll leave.
Okay. All right. So you know what? You might call if you're going to be around that 5:30 or 6 mark. But
That's right. Call me, and I will stay. And on Saturdays, we're here from 9 until 4, and we have been known to not close the doors until 5:30 because they're customers.
Okay.
So it works out.
All right. And I don't want to take a lot of time because I know you got customers in store, but explain just as brief as you can on how the consignment program works for those that may not be familiar with your store.
Right. Okay. It's a hunting, camping, fishing, and firearms-related store. No skis, no golf, you know, anything like that. They bring it in. We price it. We do like the consigner's feedback, but ultimately we have the final say as to how we should price it because we don't want it collecting dust. It's going to be a 50-50% split on anything we sell up to $100. And if we sell it for more than $100, the consignor would get more. Firearms are totally different. It's we only take a 15% commission,
okay,
no matter how we, you know, and firearms never get reduced in price without, you know, if somebody wants to make an offer, we call up the consignor and say, hey, we have an offer of this.
Right.
And they have yay or nay.
Happy to admit, I have sold some firearms with you, and you guys have done a great job, and you've called when someone's offered something a little bit different.
And I believe you have. I think you have one on layaway right now, Scott.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
now, if my wife is listening, honey, that doesn't mean I have one on layaway. It means I can afford to have one on layaway.
No.
I sold a gun to buy my wife a Christmas present. That's what I did. I sold a gun to buy my wife a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Hold him to it, Victoria.
This is the Outdoorsman Attic. Again, great store. And I'm not just saying this because Patty's on the phone, but you will not meet a finer family-owned type company than the Outdoorsman Attic. Just great people. And, again, they will look out for you in things that you may need. You can even give them a wish list. Tell them to call you if something comes in. But they have a live bait as well down the basement area. So if you haven't been by the Outdoorsman Attic, get by there, 2650 West Hampton. Mm-hmm. And guys and gals, if you got some outdoor equipment, you're not using any more camping equipment, take it by there. You'll get a lot more for it putting in a store setting rather than doing something on Craigslist and getting a chance of getting ripped off or having a bunch of wackos coming to your house. So take it to the Outdoorsman Attic and sell it there. So, Patty, thank you very much, and I will see you soon.
Thank you, and you all have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you as well. All right.
Okay.
We are way late for a break. We'll be back with more. Sportsman of Colorado, my name is Scott Watley with Red Merrill. Alan Stack coming up next.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of FleshLaw.com. FleshLaw will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries. Call 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Get the money you need. FleshLaw. The trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
Mark your calendar. The International Sportsman's Expo coming January 14th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Colorado loves the outdoor lifestyle, and ISE can help you get more from the outdoors. Find everything you need for success, the newest gear, tips from the experts, or your next travel adventure. Tickets and schedules online at sportsexpos.com. The Sportsman's Expo coming January 14th to 17th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Catch the big one.
It's Lynn Lau Chevrolet's 40th anniversary, and we've assembled over 150 pre-owned vehicles for our 40th birthday party. Save 50, 60, 70% of the vehicle's original cost new. And we have over 50 banks and credit unions giving you, our customers, special rates. Come by or check us out online, LynnLauChevy.com.
John Rush, during the afternoon rush. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
We are back. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, my name is Scott Watley. If you're just joining us, Red Merrill, my co-host, Kevin Flesh. And, out today, we were out hunting early this morning, and Kevin has spent the rest of the day with his family and had a great time with him. Alan Stack in studio, Stack Optical, and master owner of the Stack Sports Pack. Alan, how are you?
Good.
I tell you, it was really cool today. I had my glasses out, and we can see the visibility of what we're having out there today. And I'm telling you, it makes a lot of difference.
Which one worked the best for you?
You know what? And I'm going to be honest. The only one I took was the ones that I've been wearing, those yellow. And they were pretty cool. I mean, boy, I could really see.
That really gave you the definition.
Really gave you the definition
through the snow
out there. Yeah. So the Stack Sport Pack, since you're the owner of it, I'll let you explain it.
Okay.
For those
well,
that may not have heard about it yet.
It's basically sports eyewear. The neat thing about it is you have one frame with multiple lenses. So in other words, depending on what you're doing, like you were this morning with the duck and geese hunting, you have a separate set of lenses for that, and it just takes seconds to snap them in, and you're off and running. But let's say on the way home it was really bright, and the snow on the road and that type of thing, then a good pair of gray polarized would have been great for that. So you pop those out and pop those in. Mm-hmm. And then another neat thing about that frame is it's adjustable in the field. So that, you know, if you're really active, you can tighten it up a little bit so it doesn't move around. But then again, on the way home, you want it to be nice and loose and comfortable. Then you can loosen them up for the drive home because you're not being active. Another neat thing about it is we also use them for shooting, for iron sights, pistol shooting. So I make a lens that has an upside-down bifocal in it. So it allows you to have your front sight focused in, but on the bottom has your distance. So you just tilt your head down when you're getting ready to fire. It brings in your front sight, and you squeeze the trigger. Well, another neat thing about that is, let's say all of a sudden you're going to go over to your scoped rifle and that type of thing. Well, you can punch in the nose pads, and that'll lift that bifocal up out of the way so that you can use your distance. So there's just a lot of variations that you can do with that sports pack.
Again, Stack Optical, 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North. And Alan is the reason why I say that, if you want to make an appointment for the Stack Sport Pack for shooting glasses, and we always kind of talk about this as shooting or hunting glasses, but really these are just glasses for the outdoors. When you call 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578, and if you want to bring a firearm to the store so Alan can fit you properly with your eyewear, be sure and let them know that that's your intention, that you want to bring a firearm into the store. Please, please, please make sure it's unloaded. Double check it. And Alan, why does that help you when someone brings their gun into the store?
Well, now, granted, I do have a couple airsoft pistols in there that I can use to give, you know, and they're regular size 45 and that type of thing. It'll give you pretty much the same thing. But, you know, some folks have different size or link barrels. So what I do is you want to bring that in, and then the reason we say it's unloaded because I'm going to stand in front of you and find out where you are looking in your pair of glasses so I can set that bifocal so it's in the optimum spot to be able to drop for your front sight.
Now, Red, at your age.
Yes.
Are you noticing a little bit more when you're shooting with iron sights? I mean, or
absolutely.
Or still iron sights easy for you?
No, iron sights are not easy for me, and especially pistol. Mm-hmm. Because the front sight's even closer to you. But now, with my 30-30, of course, iron sights, I can still shoot it reasonably well, but this front sight still is fuzzy. And your front sight is the one that you really need to be focused on. And so a pair of Allen's glasses with that bifocal in the right spot for where you're looking with your eye down your sights, and when he gets out in front of your rifle, then he can see exactly where that bifocal needs to be in your glasses to fit your sighting plane so that you focus on that front sight sharply. But it does affect me. When I first started losing some of my close-range vision, you know, I was a federal officer for the Department of Energy, and I generally shot way up in the top score. And then when my eyes started going bad, I dropped 5 or 6 points off of my score because I could not focus on my front sight as well. And if I'd have known Alan back then and had a pair of those glasses, hey, I'd have probably been the best shooter in America.
Yeah, and you're talking about that. You want to know what that's like. Well, I brought in a couple different types of samples so you can get an idea of what that's like to be able to get that front sight to pop. I have these little pieces of plastic that I can put on the lens so you can try it and see if that makes a difference for you. Most people it does, but you know, I also have some customers who are right on that cusp, you know, and they're in their mid 40s. They really need it, but they don't and they're able to accommodate. So it turned out they just needed a good distance correction. So there's a lot of different ways that we can go, and I've got some samples there that you can see what it's like before you order them.
And if you haven't had a good, thorough eye exam by a doctor in a while, do that. $69. You can't beat that.
Oh, yeah. And Dr. McMillan, he definitely takes the time with the client. We usually schedule a half hour, but sometimes it runs over. He does whatever it takes to answer the questions and so forth. And now we have a new retinal imaging machine, allows the doctor to look inside the eye and take digital photos of that. And we can kind of track that over the years to see if there's any changes inside the eye.
And we talked about this yesterday on Haystack Help Radio, but I want to hit it again because I think it's important. I think a lot of times people may say they don't see a lot of changes in their eyesight, so why do I need an eye exam?
Because it's not just for the refraction. It's for the medical part. It's for the doctor to look inside the eye and see if there's any changes. The refraction is a small part of the eye exam.
Okay.
The big thing is it's for the health of the eye to get in there. And you know, as we get older, we need to start going in a little bit more often. Because a lot of times, it's, you know, a big one is glaucoma. You know, if they don't check those pressures periodically, it could start shooting up. You don't notice it because it's something you don't notice that if you have high pressures in your eye, which is glaucoma, until you start actually affecting the vision. Well, once that happens, there's nothing they can do. I mean, the damage is already done. It's not reversible.
Right.
That's why you want to get in early and get these things checked.
303-321-1578 is the number, 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North. Right off Colorado Boulevard in the Glendale area there. And again, if you do want to bring a firearm in, be sure and let them know. But then other types of glasses. I mean, Alan made me a nice set of progressive lens glasses just for reading and everything. Love those, but they handle contacts and all of that. And again, we talked about this yesterday, but I think it's very important. When you go to do things on websites, you know, we're all in this kind of do-it-yourself society and trying to find the cheapest price we can. And I'll tell you this, rarely is the cheapest price your best deal in anything that we do or buy out there. And there's a lot to fitting glasses, Alan.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah. And that's what these websites can't do for you. And when they say send you something to let you measure yourself to how glasses are going to fit, I mean, there's no way. You may get one in a million pair that are actually really right.
Right. And, you know, especially when you have a little higher correction, I mean, those measurements being off, that's the difference between it working and not working. Mm-hmm. You know, and your eye strain, you know, you start to read and you get really tired. A lot of times that could be because the optical centers are off and your eyes are having to work harder to see through those glasses.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're like me, one of my ears is lower than the other. And all my glasses look like they're cockeyed on my face. And you go to Alan, he can fix that. He can't fix your ears,
yeah,
but he can fix your glasses.
Why don't you raise that ear there up for him?
Fix your glasses.
Red could use a little facelift just on one side, you know.
You don't want me doing that.
But give him a call again. This is a terrific product. And you know what? This is a great gift for someone. Ladies out there, boy, or men out there, if your wife's a shooter, whatever the case may be, this is something that they will use forever, is this Stack Sport Pack. Give Alan a call, 303-321-1578. We're up against another break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. 4273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorSports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Wake up with Steve Curtis. Weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along Red Merrill, Alan Stack in studio, Stack Optical. We'll come back to Alan here in just a moment.
You're looking for a place, you're...
Our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, as well as today, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Now, you heard, if you're a listener through Drive Radio and John's show, you've heard John talk about them, and I know John just had his dog have surgery over there as well. And I'm telling you, I've used these people for 10 years, and just great, great folks. Dr. Moyle, Nancy Moyle, and her husband, just a terrific job. And they handle everything that you need for your animal, from boarding to grooming to, of course, all the veterinary needs. And just a great place. 8681 Lincoln Street. It's out in the Highlands Ranch Lone Tree area there. Their number is 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Again, if you're folks that need to board animals like we do, it is a terrific place to do that. You know, Red, I thought we'd take just a couple of seconds here and talk about a couple of our sponsors that normally, you know, with an outdoor show, most of the people we talk about are in that industry. But one ad that just ran there, Academy Roofing, have been terrific sponsors for us with our Haystack Help Show, as well as Sportsman of Colorado. They did my roof probably 5 or 6 years ago, but I know they did a few roofs for you. So talk about your experience with Academy Roofing.
Yes, you know, I have two houses and a wood barn that all have asphalt shingle roofs on them. And we got that hailstorm 2 or 3 years ago. I forget exactly when it was, but and then I had Academy Roofing come out. And you know, they came out and gave me the estimate. A professional gentleman came out and knew what he was doing, was able to explain to me exactly what I needed, and then gave me the quote, which was exactly what it cost me. It didn't go up, didn't go down. And they actually even did a little extra because I had a couple of little sheds out that also needed the roof replaced, and they just throwed that in with the job. Now I'm pretty much convinced they did that because they thought I was such a good guy, you know. And I'm not certain they'll do that for everybody, but they did it for me, and they did the job just as quickly as you could anticipate or expect them to do, and then the cleanup was just absolutely perfect. You know, my wife more than me likes to go outside barefooted.
Sure.
And so I wanted to make sure she didn't, you know, going to be out and step on a nail or something. And they went over the yard and all the surrounding areas around the barn and both houses, almost with a magnifying glass, finding every nail. And they used a magnetic roller and stuff, and they went over several times to where I felt like all of the nails, anything sharp, was going to be gone. And the roofs were just beautiful. Right. Everything in line. All the shingles line up like they're supposed to. And it was just a terrific job. They did a great job for us.
Hey, you know, with Haystack Help, we hear a lot of complaints on roofers, and it's one of the top 10 that lists with the Better Business Bureau every year, because just so many companies out there. And just like with Stack Optical, he is the only optical place that we endorse. And Academy Roofing is the only roofing company that we endorse. Their number is 303-360-0708. Again, 303-360-0708. You can check out their website, academyroofinginc.com. A-plus members of Better Business Bureau. In over 6 years with Haystack, we've never had one complaint on them. And just great, great people. Another one I want to mention real quick, Cornerstone Hearing. Now, this is something that kind of fits in the outdoors as well. I can be honest, my dad's listening to the show in Dallas right now. He listens to our show, but I never really grew up wearing hearing protection. When I met Red always uses it, and that helped me a lot. But needless to say, a lot of damage before all those years, you know. And Red's even kind of a stickler on it, I would say, when yes. people come out, you know, because you know what it means to for your
I
ears.
I insist that they wear it because mm-hmm. I know what kind of damage, you know. And like I've said before, I was a federal officer for the Department of Energy, and we got to shoot lots and lots of rounds. And one day we were all on the line, one of the guys had been there for many years. He didn't take the time to put his ear protection in correctly, and it was still allowing some noise. And in one round of shooting, he lost 50% of his hearing.
Wow.
And because, you know, we were about 10 of us on the line, and we're in a covered area, and everybody's shooting, and the noise can really be excessive. And he lost 50% of his hearing in just one experience. And, you know, you only get one chance.
Sure.
You got to do it right, and you need to wear hearing protection, and you have to have some good stuff.
Right. Well, you saw this in Africa when we were over there.
Absolutely.
FC. Mm-hmm. That one time when I was shooting the bush buck and the orange orchard there, he knelt down, had me put a 300 Weatherby over his shoulder as a rest, okay? Now, my dad did that with me growing up, and my dad's hearing was certainly, and he was a brick mason, so he was around a lot of loud machinery and all the different things as well. But, and I said, told FC, I go, are you sure? I mean, we're right in the middle of a hunting deal. I mean, there's the animal. And he goes, yeah, but you got to make a good shot because it was at night and all this stuff. And it's legal over there. So I'm not doing anything illegal when I say we're shooting hunting at night over in South Africa. But, you just don't want to do that. Yeah. So Cornerstone Hearing, again, if you'll mention Sportsman of Colorado, you'll get 10% off any custom hearing protection, including, you know, hunting, shooting, swimming, motorcycle riding, whatever. And then if you buy hearing aids from them, they will give you $500 off any set of premium hearing aids. And you can go in there and see Dr. Dagmar Borchik or Karen McDaniel. She's the owner. They're out in Aurora off Smoky Hill. Their number is 303-400-2988. 303-400-2988. And talking about $500 off and all the different things, Alan, one thing I love about your store, and I think the reason why you guys have been so successful so long, is you don't play a lot of pricing games. A lot of times you'll see a lot of retailers 30 off, 40 off, you know, of prices, but they've never sold one for the price they're giving the discount off.
Right.
They're giving some kind of fictitious retail price. And with you guys, I mean, your family owned and operated as well. Y'all been doing this very, very long.
The only thing I've done as far as, you know, you get these glasses that people, you know, get on the internet for $100. And I was thinking, is there any way that you can actually make a good pair of quality glasses for $100? So I searched around, found a decent frame. I got decent lenses, and I make them myself. So I do have a $99 pair of glasses that somebody can get. And they're still made properly. They're fit by us.
Right.
But all of my pricing, it's, you know, it's the pricing is because of the quality of the product.
Mm-hmm.
I have $65 frames. It's a good basic frame. But I also have $600 glasses or $600 frames. Mm-hmm. But you're buying the quality.
Sure.
It's not. It's
and the service and
the
your
service.
Expertise.
Exactly.
Because you know what? I mean, I know you. Something goes wrong, something whatever, you're going to take care of it.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, you know, we have policies, but I can break them.
Right. When you write them, you can break
That's
them, right?
Right? That's right.
Again, Stack Optical, since 1968. I was 10 years old then, so they've been doing this a long time. Okay. Since 1968, 303-321-1578. Now, you got a cool little product you brought in today, and we're showing
Yeah, I just got these in on Thursday, and they're really for folks that have really decent distance correction. They just need a little pair of readers to get by. And what they are is a little half eye that just opens up, fits on your nose. There's no temples. It comes with a little case that goes on the back of your iPhone or your cell phone. Mm-hmm. And they're just really a neat little product. It seems like the lenses are pretty decent. The optics are good all the way out to the edges. And they're really inexpensive.
Yeah. He showed it to me, and I said, man, let me try those on. And so I put them on. They're great. They stay on your nose. They see great. And I said, I got to have a pair.
Now, do those come in the, like, 1.5?
Yes, I have all the different powers.
So you got all the different powers, too.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much are those running?
Those are $20.
$20.
I already gave him a $20
bill. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Next time you come, bring me a pair.
Okay.
Well, deal. Scott, I'm going to give them to you on Monday when you come in for your exam.
All right. Good deal. Because I'm telling you, I need them. 303-321-1578, Stack Optical, the website, stackoptical.com. Alan will be with us at the International Sportsman's Expo, by the way, which is coming up January 14th through the 17th. That's a Thursday through Sunday, and we'll be getting our tickets in here fairly quickly, so hopefully by next week we'll be able to give away some free tickets to the International Sportsman's Expo, but that'll be Thursday, January 14th, 11 to 8, Friday 11 to 8, Saturday 10 to 8, Sunday 10 to 5. Adult admissions are normally $15. So if you win a pair of tickets, hey, save $30. Youth under 16 is free, and parking and shuttles are available, $5 per car at Coors Field. But I'll tell you, the International Sportsman's Expo is a terrific, terrific event. They're going to have a new Eastman's Trophy Deer display, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, a great elk tour, Colorado Casting Contest, Outdoor Product Showcase, which I want to talk to you, Alan, because we're talking about getting your glasses in there.
All right.
And a 3D pop-up archery range and contest. Over 500 companies will exhibit in this 290,000-square-foot hall, and it'll include just everything. Travel, vacations, lodges, resorts, hunting, fishing, outfitters, guides, you name it, it will be there. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take our last break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mark your calendar. The International Sportsman's Expo coming January 14th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. See what's new at Colorado's largest sportsman show. Meet your buddies and plan your next outdoor adventure. The ISE has it all. Fishing and hunting nearby and around the world. Tickets and schedules online at sportsexpos.com. The Sportsman's Expo coming January 14th to 17th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Catch the big one.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
You're under arrest for DUI, okay?
Don't follow one bad decision with another. If you or someone you love is facing a DUI charge, you need the smart, aggressive defense team at Flesh Law. The Flesh Law attorneys know what to look for in order to render the best possible outcome for your case. Sometimes they can even get the charges dropped altogether. The Flesh Law legal defense team turns the tables on the prosecutor by carefully examining all of the evidence, including the traffic stop itself, to see if it was legal. They'll go over every word in the arresting officer's report, witness reports, and how the evidence was collected. Everything is scrutinized. Flesh Law can even help in the most difficult, seemingly hopeless DUI cases. Your right to an aggressive legal defense is guaranteed. Call Flesh Law today, 720-689-0322. 720-689-0322. Trial tested, trial ready DUI defense. Flesh Law.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Well, it's time for the best savings of the year at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We have a great selection of new and used cars and the lowest prices anywhere. Here's an example, a 2015 Silverado Crew Cab. $8,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Plus 10% overbooked for your trade. LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
John Rush. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Listening to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Red Maryland Studio, along with Alan Stack, Stack Optical. And Alan, real quick, you got some great gift idea there with your pins that you make. So take a minute and tell us about your pins you make.
Oh, yeah. Now, I've been turning pins for quite a few years now, and I usually really stock up between September and October, and so I've got quite a selection down there. I have quite a few pins for hunters, but I also have pins for the dog lover and different specialties, you know, firemen and doctors and lawyer pins and that type of thing. So I have quite a collection of different types of pins down there.
All right. Yeah, that one you showed me this morning, really neat.
Oh, isn't that fun? It's kind of like it's a lever action, kind of like it looks like a 30-30. Yeah.
So if you take the clip that you would normally, if you can picture this, because it's hard to do this on radio, if you take the clip that you normally would put in your pocket, would overlap on your shirt pocket, you pull this lever action, and that makes the pin eject out of the end.
Exactly.
And fight with it. So it's cool.
This is real neat, yeah.
Thank you.
Red, real quick, we didn't get a chance much to talk about our goose hunt that we went on a couple of weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving, with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters once again. And, man, had a great day, shot over 40 geese, and it was just awesome out there. But we kind of learned a little bit of a lesson for ourselves out there.
We did.
And that is, anytime you go goose hunting and going to get in a pit, you know what, carry an extra shotgun because you never know when one might act up.
Yes. And, you know, on both of our cases, you and I are not the best, as we've admitted before, about cleaning our guns. And one of the reasons we love our Benelli's is because they're not gas-operated. They're inertia-operated, and so they don't get as dirty. And that's one of the features we like, because we don't like to clean our guns. And this time we should have cleaned our guns and oiled them up good, because they didn't work as well as they should have when we went out there. And it was cold. And mine, the hammer on mine was not firing. It was not falling hard enough. It had some grit in it and stuff. It wasn't falling hard enough to make the firing pin shoot the shell. And yours was stovepiping. It wasn't ejecting, excuse me, all the way. And so consequently, of course, you were getting off your first shot, but not a second shot. I wasn't getting off any shots.
Yeah. I was calling Red Click, Alan, because every time he'd raise his gun, I'd hear click. So I was going, hey, Click, you ready? Here they come again.
made me feel real good.
I'll tell you one other sponsor real quick I want to talk about, and then we'll finish up for today. Rampart Firearms. This, and you've heard our ad here, but this really is a great store in the Sedalia area, really close to where Red lives, actually. They're located at 4064 Douglas Avenue. So really, if you take Santa Fe to where 67 is taking you up, like toward Rampart Farms, I mean Rampart Range,
yes,
all that, you'll see it as you're coming through the town of Sedalia there. And it's over on the left, Rampart Firearms. Family-owned and operated. They carry new and pre-owned firearms. There's no additional charge for special ordering a weapon for you. They're open 7 days a week. Gunsmithing services are there available, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. And they do a $20 transfer for CBI. And right now, if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, they're doing 10% off any single accessory. So if you need a holster, you need a sling, you need whatever for your firearm, they will do that. They carry a great stock of ammo. But one reason we wanted to bring this up about Waterfowl Haven Outfitters and our hunt there and our guns not working right, just so everyone knows, if you've been a Bass Pro shopper over the number of years, they've always had the nice fine gun room upstairs and then their gunsmithing area up there, and a gentleman by the name of Bart Miller. And Bart is the best gunsmith I know in the state, and just a terrific guy. And Red,
yes, well, you know, we when he left, when Bass Pro Shop shut down their fine gun room, well, then Bart, of course, landed on his feet because he is the finest gunsmith in Colorado, and he landed at Centennial Gun Club, and he is the gunsmith at Centennial Gun Club now, and we had found that out, and so. I took my shotgun down to him, and in 5 minutes, I mean, he took it apart and checked the operation, said, I don't believe your hammer's falling as hard as it could. And so he cleaned it and oiled it and put it back together and put three shells in, and boom, 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 it shot. And I thought, you know, I felt a little stupid for, you know, something like that. But, you know, Bart knows his business. In 5 minutes, I was in and out. Right. Because he knows his business, he found it, he fixed it, and I'm out of there. Yeah. And I Bart, if you're listening, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Be sure now, as we're winding up the year here, our 2015 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide, most of the coupon offers in our guide expire here in just at the end of this year, here at the end of December. But I will guarantee you that any of our sponsors, if you were to take one in, they would honor them for you. If you have not picked one up at one of our sponsors, you can go to sportsmanofcolorado.com, click on the resource guide, and you can print out any ad there. And we've got them from Handyman Connection, which is a great company, Phoenix Weaponry, Rampart Farms, I just mentioned, Stack Optical, Kevin Flesh is in there as well. You've got amazing moves on there. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, Outdoorsman Attic, which we just spoke of, our good friend Tori Cosgrove over at Lakewood Plumbing. And by the way, you can see how quickly the weather can change. If your furnace is not up and ready to go, you need to call Lakewood Plumbing, get it inspected. They offer a $99 furnace inspection, 303-233-7007. But then we will have the 2016 edition out, and that we always start out handing out at the International Sportsman's Expo. Again, that's January the 14th through the 17th.
Yeah, and you know, Scott, what I really like about the Sportsman's Guide is it's got three pictures on the front of it, you know? These are three of the handsomest guys I believe I've ever seen.
Alan, I knew I should have went to break.
Especially that guy in the middle. You know, he's just a sharp-looking guy.
It is, yeah. See, that I've always seen a picture almost like that in a post office, too, man, yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, thank you all for listening to our show. And, you know, boy, if you have any comments about the show, you'd like to hear about something particular, please shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. If you have any complaints, send that to red@sportsmanofcolorado.com.
I'll take your complaints.
Alan Stack, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you
for your support all year.
Nice to see you both.
And we look forward to working with you in 2016. Thanks to all of our sponsors, and thanks for all the sponsors here just on KLZ 560 for all of our shows. Without you, our shows would not be possible, and we want to thank you. Lone Star Hunts, call Alan Schaffner. Go down to Texas and hunt some hogs, 940-636-1990, 940-636-1990. My name is Scott Whatley. Have a great day.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.